another. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I couldn't believe it last night when I got a call from Reuters demanding that I prove that that open letter to the president, written in the form of an interview script, was written by Charlie Sheen. And I said, why don't you call his publicist? Well, they did. And it's in U.S. News and World Report, the L.A. Times, the Houston Chronicle, and everywhere else, basically, that, yes, Charlie Sheen wrote this open letter to the president. Now, we're going to air a never-before-heard interview with Charlie today on the show. It's roughly 21 minutes long, taped it with him in his house a few weeks ago, concerning why he wrote the letter to the president, why he wrote it in the form of an open letter to the president. And then tomorrow, on the same issue but a little bit different, a video call to action by Charlie Sheen. And when I made that video Monday for YouTube about the big announcement, I explained Monday is just the start. But so many people went and saw that open letter to the president and thought that was the whole issue. And some thought it was great. Some thought it wasn't that good. A lot of people thought it was brilliantly written, but said you should have had the disclaimer at the top. And you're probably right. And I'm going to talk about some of that coming up later in this hour. Also, in fact, I forgot to do this. Call Kurt Nimmo. Because Aaron works the night shift, he's not here. And Kurt can explain to people how about 2 out of 8 articles don't post the whole thing, and then he has to go repost it. I don't know how WordPress writes this, works this way. Anybody else who knows about it understands it. I can barely send an email, much less, but I've heard about the problems, where especially when you have a lot of embedded images, it'll like cut things off or won't upload everything, or it'll put weird symbols in the text. I don't understand it, but it cut off the disclaimer for almost an hour. People are saying 90 minutes. That's not right. And I called up Aaron and Paul, and I said, what in the world? I said, number one, it's an older version of this article. And I said, number two, because you know, Charlie had written several versions, he kept honing it. And so I said, and there's none of the hyperlinks in it. And then I scrolled down and I went, oh, my God, it doesn't even have the disclaimer here. So, yes, there were like 3 different versions they fought to try to upload. And each time they were trying to, I don't know how to explain it. It's like when we, see, this is the mistake I made. I announced that we'd have something big happening on Tuesday, on Friday and Sunday and on Monday at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I should have not done that because I forget our servers go down every time something big happens. Every time Drudge Report links to us, we go down. And this is a lot bigger than that. And I got great IT guys. It's not their fault. That's why Drudge and other big sites are text only. When you have photos and videos and stuff, it just becomes a whole nother, and comments. We need to create a really first-rate black and white text-only site, but by first-rate has all the new info being posted constantly and links to other sites because we're getting so big. Well, I told you yesterday we went down off and on for an hour from like 9 to 10, just completely down. We couldn't just not get into the servers, but thank God they got the disclaimer up before it completely went down. And the site InfoWars was completely down. Prison Planet was up and down. And I don't have the money to hire extra IT guys. These guys are working sometimes 10, 12, 13, 14 hours a day. And I can continually don't complain. I try to explain to people, you know, why people say, well, why, you know, why is this article scrambled or why is this article dead? And people think it's a conspiracy theory. It's not. I've been told we could use something called Joomla or something called Drupal. And then we have discussions with other IT people. But, I don't want to spend all day on this as a distraction. 9/11, 8-year anniversary of the staged terror attacks is coming up. And we need to talk about that. So I've got a lot of folks coming up on the show today. Luke Radowski, We Are Change. Richard Gage. Professor Stephen Jones. All coming up today. And the Virgin maiden airing of this Charlie Sheen interview. Then Charlie Sheen's coming up live. In fact, coming up live today, not just Friday. That's right. 2 doses, Charlie Sheen here today. Stay with us.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. It is 9909 today. 666, if you flip it, the occultists who are obsessed with numerology no doubt are going to be playing some type of horrid games out there today. Coming up at high noon, or in 52 minutes, we're going to air the interview I did with Charlie Sheen a few weeks ago at his home, never before heard. You've heard the first minute and a half of it, but we're going to air the rest of it. Charlie's going to be popping in briefly live just to discuss some of the things that are coming up later in the week. Again, his 20 Minutes with the President article was meant to get attention to the 20 bullet points, or the irrefutable evidence of 9/11 being an inside job. And on top of that, to energize a national debate and to make sure that that gets on President Obama's desk. And he's now formally asking for an interview with Obama. And, I explained to listeners that the beginning was going to be Tuesday with what went up at 8 a.m. And it's certainly been successful. I will tell you that he's been in contact with... And he could have done it this week, but he has his TV show that he rehearses for Thursdays and he does Fridays. It's when they shoot 2.5 Men. Early next week, Charlie's going to be doing national television. He is seeking national television, and he's getting it. And There's some other behind-the-scenes stuff going on, pressure on him and things. He just has a lot of courage. Don't forget what happened to Mark Cuban. The White House sent him an email and called him. We told you about this a year before it was in the news and said, we're going to indict you for something made up if you don't shut up and if you don't not make this 9/11 film or not distribute it. Loose Change Final Cut. People didn't believe us when we said Mark Cuban got threatened. We weren't going to tell details because he'd asked people not to. But then after they falsely indicted him and things for insider trading, I mean, imagine the White House and the SEC are calling you and sending you emails saying, we're going to get you, you 9/11 truther bastard. And Cuban's like, hey, I don't even necessarily really believe this, but I believe we need to have an open debate and be able to ask questions in America. And he puts out a lot of controversial stuff from different perspectives. But he said, okay, whoa, your White House is threatening me. Okay, I won't do it. And they said, you know what? We're still going to come after you. So I want people to realize that you're going to find out who's COINTELPRO in all of this in the alternative media, the people that distort and lie and attack us or use any mistakes we make to blow them out of proportion because they don't like this. But I'm a big boy. I love it. I love it. I love being attacked. I love being in the arena. And through all of this stressful stuff, though, I just want to thank my crew because I know sometimes they don't love all the stress of it. Aaron Dykes, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Tim Frugier back there, Paul Hartman, Jaron Neihardt, Matt, some of the other IT guys, they just all bust their butts. Rob Dew, Jason Burmis, Mike back there. We have several mics back there in the back, but I need to go ask employees if they ever want their names on here. I know a lot of them don't. And then I want to be careful about not giving out last names of folks would rather not have that. But you know, there's so much more about 20 Minutes with the President that you don't know as well. There's going to be some things we're going to announce Friday. That's what I tried to explain to people. And I told people this was going to be big, and it is big. We're basically running a psyop on the New World Order. And I've gotten a lot of phone calls. In fact, I got to listen to it. I talked to George this morning, but I had to get off the phone because it was right before the show and when George got up and I talked to him, George Norrie. I talked to him, and he, at first last night, wasn't even sure that Charlie Sheen had even written this because he had all these trolls sending him thousands of emails making a big deal out of it. But I'll be on his show tonight to discuss it and talk about it. But I don't want the fact that 20 Minutes with the President, Charlie Sheen's letter, had the disclaimer at the bottom. And for an hour or so, no disclaimer at all because we were having website problems and it wasn't loading the whole page. And we couldn't get access to our servers, the remote servers, the way my IT people explained it to me. I don't want to make it about that. I don't want to make it. We want to make it about the 20 points in the 20 Minutes with the President. And we want to make it about Charlie going public. The big event is him asking President Obama to sit down with him and asking the American people to stand up and other movie stars to stand up and other people to step across that line and say, we're not going along with this hoax. That's what this is all about. This is about a counterstrike against the New World Order. And how do you break through? How do you get into the media? You do something novel. And Gawker magazine and a bunch of others, they seem to understand it. And they have some Hollywood term for it where you put it into the context of a fantasy interview so that you can have theater of the mind and have people really interface with it. And that was Charlie's intention with his idea. That was my intention. And we need to have 9/11 truth, and we are change, and activist groups go to all of the Tea Parties and the Ron Paul events and to all the public events. It's your rights as U.S. citizens and to the Democratic events, all events, and peacefully hand out Terror Storms and Endgames and Truth Risings and Loose Change Final Edition, free to make copies, and 20 Minutes with the President. And go to these town halls and say, six of the 10 9/11 Commission members, six of the 10 9/11 Commission members say it's a fraud and a lie. Charlie wrote this letter to get that out there, and he's made this video that we air tomorrow. and he's done all of this, and the taped interviews, and the live interviews he's doing, in an attempt to get a national debate going about these issues. He's literally throwing himself in front of the bus to do this. This isn't fun for him. He was very, even though it's his idea and he wanted my help doing it, he was very, very nervous, and so was I, pulling the trigger on this, because these are very serious people that carried out 9/11, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't a game. And you live, you learn with this. If I had it over to do, I would have launched it with no announcement. So it's a lot of times, a lot of you that are big readers of InfoWars and Prison Planet see the bugs, see the problems, see the stories cut in half. And for anybody that's worked with WordPress or remote servers, when you have big sites, you pretty much have to do that. We're trying to get fiber optics in right now to put our own servers in here. We can't get the bandwidth out of here to put servers in here right now. We have some in-house little servers for email and stuff, but that's it. So we're fighting to try to upgrade things. And in that, I'm sorry. And we did screw up. And I apologize to everybody if it, you know, that you emailed it out for that first hour or so, no more than an hour. People are saying 90 minutes. That's incorrect. Because it was like 8 o'clock when it went up, and I was looking, and we noticed it 20, 30 minutes in. At the time, I didn't realize what a serious issue it was. And I called up saying, hey, fix it, upload it. And both the web guys are like, we're trying. We keep telling you that a third of the time we can't get in the servers. Tell the IT guys. And I'm like, oh, okay. And that's why a lot of times you see Kurt's stories, he doesn't put articles or photos or things up in it, because that tends to, look, I don't know. Maybe we don't have WordPress set right. Maybe some guru can tell us. It's better, the InfoWars and Prison Planet are better than they were 2 years ago before we went to WordPress. Again, I don't want to obsess over this all day. It's just a constant hassle. I mean, you've been seeing how much the sites have been going down the last month, because we're getting millions of visitors a week. We had millions yesterday on a day. We had to shut comments off because that was the biggest thing taking bandwidth. I want to bring Paul Watson up, because I'm not an IT guy, neither is he. He knows more than I do about this. And then Kurt in the next segment, that I'm shifting gears into the Charlie Sheen interview. Charlie Sheen also popping in live just for a few minutes to promo what's coming up later in the show. But Watson, just in a nutshell, explain to me what's going on, how these servers work.
Well, the thing about it is that, I mean, we were working intensively on this article Sunday and Monday.
At first it didn't have the hyperlinks. That's what I first noticed, and I said, why aren't they there? What caused that?
Things were added, taken out. Links were added, taken out. I mean, I didn't even get the final version until literally 2 hours before it was going to be posted. So I was adding different things, checking the grammar, checking the
spelling. But what I'm told is that's what WordPress does, is we stuck that image of a signature at the bottom so often it then cuts off whatever's below that, which was the blurb about the audio of Sheen that day and the link to your other article.
Yeah, there were things that were supposed to be added at the bottom that then got pasted over by all this different stuff we were adding. And then we were literally struggling for about an hour to get it back in there. I mean, I was freaking out calling you, Alex, when you were in the shower during that half an hour to an hour.
I remember.
And we finally managed to get it back up about...
I don't want to start a conspiracy, but how often does that happen where it chops off? Kurt says it happens a lot to him. I know you don't complain as much. How often does that happen?
The issues with WordPress and... You see, with WordPress, you've got two ways in which you can input content. One is HTML view, which is time consuming, but if you do it, then it comes out right. And the other one is visual view. But when you're pasting in different things from, for example, a Word document or images or video, it can completely mess up everything that's underneath that.
That's what you'd, well, yeah, and when I said Kurt complains, he just is frustrated. He's in New Mexico. And he says about a third of the time he can't get into the server. And then I guess we had such load hitting it at 8 o'clock that right before sites go down, which it then did, both went down off and on, you couldn't get in.
No, I mean, InfoWars was completely offline. PrisonPlanet.tv was completely offline. People couldn't even listen to the show.
Yeah, I mean, the sites crashed, folks. And so they were in there. That's the problem, is when they went to upload it, everybody hit the site. And I don't begin to understand all this, but that's what scrambles stuff. Stay there, Paul. I got Kurt popping in with his experiences with this, and then I'm going to shift gears into all the other news. But I wanted to explain this to people. Okay? We did not have the disclaimer on purpose.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Charlie, it's great to be here with you. Appreciate you doing this interview.
Likewise, Alex. Thank you.
Why, after 3 years of silence concerning 9/11, are you now speaking up? And why have you written this public letter that you've now published?
Well, Alex, I wrote this letter for two reasons. Firstly, I wanted to create a public document specifically rooted in fact. If anybody dares question that, I would encourage those people to scrutinize it, to research it. The truth is unchanging, Alex, as we both know. The only aspect of this piece that had to be manufactured were the president's...
All right, folks. I want to give a shout-out to Charlie Sheen listening right now from his home in Los Angeles. Charlie is coming up live in the next segment. Then we're going to play the taped interview I did with him in his home a few weeks ago, and then he's coming back up live Friday. And there's a special video he taped. This is only the beginning of this. But he's going to come on and tell you why he wrote the letter the way he did. Since for some that want to distract off the main issue of 9/11 truth, they've turned it into somewhat of an issue. Regardless, ladies and gentlemen, government-sponsored terror is real and is happening. But I wanted to go back to Paul Watson briefly and Kurt Nimmo. Kurt Nimmo, I know you were irritated yesterday. How often from New Mexico do your stories get cut off when you're uploading them? And how often can you not get into the server?
Well, there's occasionally glitches when I post my stories, but really it's pretty minimal. The servers are in pretty good shape compared to the way they were when we first started out.
Nobody's griping at the IT guys. It's nobody. Kurt,
right,
tell the truth, Kurt.
I am telling the truth.
He's trying to be. Well, no, I mean, constantly you're saying you can't get into the server or it's going down. I mean, by constantly, a few times a week is what you've told me, at least.
Well, sometimes the back end of where we actually put the content into the server has problems, but I wouldn't say that it's a large issue.
Okay, was it an issue yesterday?
Oh, definitely was the issue yesterday, but that was because the server was getting hit with some requests. I think I couldn't get in.
Sure. Well, we have a great crew. Everybody's so nice to each other. It is not the IT guy's issue. It's the bandwidth issue, and that I demand a dynamic site with comments and photos and images. And we've had a bunch of other companies before that couldn't do it. My IT guys are the best. So I don't want to get sidetracked with trying to. But the issue was yesterday, was the site not getting such massive traffic that you couldn't upload articles? And how many hours did it take you to even upload the Charlie Sheen photo?
It took a couple hours on and off. I would get a connection and get in there, and then I would get chopped off. But I think that's because the server was getting flooded with requests.
Yeah, I just wanted to, on record, and that's how Murphy's Law, though, works. You got some huge letter that has a disclaimer at the bottom and then some other links. Those weren't there either, about him being on the show and the clip and about the other article Paul wrote. I think four things were cut off the bottom, not just the disclaimer. And if we're wrong anywhere, maybe it should have been at the front. But Charlie has his reasons for that, and I think he might be right. So we're going to have him on in a minute to talk about it. But that isn't what this is about. But that's what the PSYOP people want to make it about, and some people are taking the bait, unfortunately, is about how this was presented. It's presented to get people talking about it, but not in this intense way. But bottom line, so we started getting massive traffic right at 8 when it was uploaded. That cut off some stuff because of the image in between it is the way it's described. Anything else, Kurt?
Well, I just wanted to comment on what Paul said. It's true with the editor on the back end, and I'm not sure if this is really important to the listeners per se, but if you use a visual editor and you try to stick content in, sometimes there's problems. I usually use the HTML editor because there's less problems with that.
Well, it started with Watson uploading it without the bottom part, then instantly trying to get in, but by then it was 8 o'clock in the morning and everybody was hitting it. So it was just a perfect storm. This has taught me, do not launch major surprise guest with pre-announcements. I've always instinctively not done that. I just have kind of, hey, here's the surprise. Because I almost learned with bandwidth, we can't handle it, and then my story doesn't even get out. So we've certainly learned a big lesson here. But regardless, we need to make the full focus about the 8th anniversary, the firemen, the police that aren't getting medical care, the fact that the cover-up on that's been exposed, that Sybil Edmonds has come out saying bin Laden and al-Qaeda worked for the U.S. government till 9/11. Those are the big issues we can't get diverted off of here. Paul Watson, any comments?
Yeah, I mean, what we need to judge is the impact that it's had. I mean, you might argue that the disclaimer should have been at the top, but in my view, that would have reduced the impact by about 50%. And now we're seeing that impact. LA Times, Houston Chronicle, US News and World Report. And in fact, my article coming out in about 10 minutes on Prison Planet is about how this US News and World Report author uses what I call cliched and completely unfounded terms of reference. Because in attempting to smear Charlie Sheen as part of this conspiracy fringe, in his words, he says that 9/11 truthers are like the people who believe that the JFK assassination was not the work of Lee Harvey Oswald alone.
That's 92% of
Americans. At least that's the majority of the population.
Absolutely. Paul, is there any chance somebody hacked in and blocked you from uploading that?
It's possible. We had a lot of issues yesterday.
But I think it was traffic, probably. I mean, I don't want to blame it on hackers, though we have been hacked before, officially. All right, gentlemen, good job. Keep it up. Get all the news up there on Charlie Sheen and his courage.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And now it's on sale. That's right. Until September 14th, everything is 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 14th or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Do it now.
Yeah, we need a hero, and he doesn't like being called one, but he is a real maverick, a real trailblazer, avant-garde in the fight for truth and demanding the truth. Charlie Sheen live with us right now on 999. He'll be with us on 911 live for an extended interview, a taped interview coming up at the start of next hour. We got Richard Gage for Architects and Engineers for 911 Truth coming up after that, and Professor Stephen Jones to counter the disinformation piece using the language of film and other propaganda tactics they used. It's the same film company that produces most of the big JFK disinfo pieces, Creative Differences. We're going to be debunking that in the last 2 hours today. But without further ado, Charlie Sheen, good to have you on, my friend.
Hey, great to be here, Alex. How are you?
Oh, it's just, I'm really excited. This is hitting bigger than it did in 2006. It's in dozens and dozens and dozens of newspapers and going super viral, and most of them are positive this time.
Yeah, no, I'm completely excited by just what little I've had a chance to check out online and what, you know, some of my friends and family have sent me. No, this is exciting. This is important. This is the type of reaction I was hoping for. I think we should cover something that some of the articles I've read and some of the blogs and some of the comments have criticized you and I for intentionally the thing dealing with the disclaimer, where people are insisting that we left it off originally, and that is not the case. This was always intended to be revealed at the end as a fictional piece, and I think people felt lead when, in fact, it was an IT glitch. You know?
That's old Murphy's Law.
Exactly, exactly. But I had, you know, it's like you and I had talked about, we had struggled with putting this thing at the beginning or at the bottom, but I felt if it was at the bottom, then if anybody, if it was at the top, right, I was afraid people would tune out or just dismiss it as a fluff piece. So I wanted to get people interested, get them engaged in the interview, in the piece, and then understand that it was a work of fiction. However, the intent of the piece was to generate enough interest, enough excitement, enough momentum to have this actually come across the president's desk, and my fantasy scenario would be to be granted my 20 minutes with my president, you know.
That's the big announcement. I mean, in your own words, you want to meet with Barack Obama, and you went further in some things that are coming up we're going to release soon, that you want other people to go to their congressmen, their senators, and the 6 of the 10 commissioners. I mean, explain that to people, Charlie.
Well, yeah, because, you know, some of the other stuff that I've been reading since this came out is that, you know, Charlie Sheen thinks this, or Charlie Sheen is insisting this, and that is, it's a typical mainstream spin on what the intent of the piece really is. It's a compilation. It's a formulation of a host of really hard facts and really strong evidence that is not my opinion. That are not things that I have come up with on my own. These are the observations and the realities put forth by people 1,000 times smarter than me, people that do this for a living, you know. So I felt it was important to put it all into one document where even the naysayers would look at it, and it's just typical when they can't attack the facts, they attack the person, you know, and that's what they're engaged in, and it's what I expected. It's fine. It's what they do. But yeah, I think when if you can divorce yourself from who wrote this, why it was written, and just look at those facts, and I think it really begs to be explored deeper.
Well, I mean, this was designed to make the neocons grab a hold of it. I mean, we want them to go look at the 20 points. I mean, look at these points, Charlie. I know you think the strongest, and I agree with you, is what the members of the commission said in 2 of the 5 council. I mean, in your words, give us a comment on that.
Well, I think if anybody brings up the Reuters piece that came out last night, I think they mentioned the commission member aspect of the piece no less than 5 times. So I think even they saw the true value of that and the true damning implication of that, and so they were very smart to jump on that as a key aspect of the document, you know. And I'm hoping, as this builds momentum, as it picks up steam, as it garners more attention, that this will force some of these commissioners, if not all of them, out into the open to comment on this. So we're not misleading people, misquoting them, misguiding anybody in any capacity. You know?
Well, I mean, the quotes you got were out of the Washington Post. The quotes you got by all the commissioner members were out of mainstream news, and we have a bibliography with the links directly to their quotes. I mean,
exactly.
This is not a conspiracy theory that 6 of the 10 commissioners said it was a fraud, a cover-up, that they wanted a criminal investigation of the Pentagon covering things up. I mean, how can this be hidden in plain view?
Well, it's just the way things work today, and I, you know, hopefully with you know, having written this and with what we're doing, hopefully we can pull back the curtain on some of this stuff, you know.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Alex. But this is just me asking questions. This is not me having solved everything or having an idea of what went down or how it how it went down or how it didn't go down. This is just a guy with questions, a guy who voted for a president, a guy whose tax dollars support wars that I don't support personally, emotionally. And so I feel like I have a right to request this time to ask these questions. And the good news for Obama is that he's already got my questions. He's already got the document. But there's no surprises, you know?
Absolutely. I want to play a clip, and then we're going to come back and get one more comment from you, and then we'll cover more coming up on Friday, and I really appreciate your time and your courage, Charlie. Let's play this clip. This is the first minute and a half of a 20-plus minute interview I'm going to be airing for the first time coming up in the next hour. But then I want you to comment on this after we're done playing it. Here it is.
Okay, great.
Charlie, it's great to be here with you. Appreciate you doing this interview.
Likewise, Alex. Thank you.
Why, after 3 years of silence concerning 9/11, are you now speaking up? And why have you written this public letter that you've now published?
Well, Alex, I wrote this letter for two reasons. Firstly, I wanted to create a public document specifically rooted in fact. If anybody dares question that, I would encourage those people to scrutinize it, to research it. The truth is unchanging, Alex, as we both know. The only aspect of this piece that had to be manufactured were the president's words. Everything else will withstand the critical assault I'm more than prepared to endure. And secondly, this is our first new president since 9/11, and consequently his first 9/11 anniversary in office. Enough stonewalling, enough media manipulation, enough media mantra speak. The families deserve better, Alex. America deserves better. I mean, come on. Come on, people. The 9/11 Commission report is a blatant work of manipulation, secrecy, and fiction. Come on. The time is now. Demand the truth. I personally cannot stand idly by any longer and pretend like a new investigation is just going to fall out of the heavens right into our Congress. We have to take action. We have to stand as one. We must insist that our new president deliver on his promises.
Charlie Sheen, we're going to go over your 20 minutes with the president and the actual 20 points coming up on an extended live interview Friday. And I know you've got to get to work, but anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I think it's important that people know that I did write this, that this is Charlie Sheen, that these are my words, this is my document. There's no question about that, because I understand there was some confusion or some doubting about it.
Oh, yeah, I had news media calling me saying, prove this is Charlie Sheen yesterday, but go ahead.
You can play this part for them if they do, in fact, continue to make that call. But, yeah, I guess I should take that as some measure of flattery that they didn't think I was capable of writing this. But no, I did write it, and it's from my heart. It's for the families. It's for all of America and the rest of the free world. And I just think that you know, with our first president, our first new president since the event, that it was a perfect opportunity with his first anniversary coming up. That he be asked, if not forced at some point, to take a look at these hard facts and all this evidence, and put the ball in his court. You know?
In closing, if the president doesn't meet with you or doesn't answer these questions about 6 of the 10 members of the commission saying the commission was a fraud and a lie, what are you calling for?
I'm calling for an uprising. I'm calling for each and every American that wants his country back, to his or her country back, to wake up, stand up, and join the cause. Just know that you know, things aren't what they used to be. Things aren't how they seem, and it's time that everybody take note of that. And get active.
So by uprising, you mean a peaceful,
absolutely,
really,
absolutely,
revolution of 9/11 truth?
Yes. This is a call to arms. In intellectual arm.
Absolutely. Okay, Charlie Sheen, thank you so much for the time, and we'll be speaking to you Friday at 1:30 Central, 11:30 Pacific, my friend.
I will look forward to that, Alex, and thank you so much for all your support, and I thank all the InfoWarriors and everybody else for all their support as well.
God bless you, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Back at you, Alex. Thank you.
All right, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen, Charlie Sheen, and there you have it. Yeah, I had Reuters and other people, CNN call over here, and then I was talking to the PR Newswire, and they were saying, yeah, AP and Reuters separately and others, they want to know this is real. And I said, look, I've interviewed Charlie Sheen before. I mean, they could just Google the fact. They can listen to the audio we played yesterday. And, I mean, but that's what the establishment does to divert and to distract. They just continue to throw up those obstacles. But the American people and the people of the world aren't going along with this in any way. And people are aware of false flag terrorism, of self-inflicted wounds. The population before 9/11 was not aware. Maybe 1% of the population was aware of the term false flag or self-inflicted wound or inside job. Now, even some of the dumbest of the dumb, some of the most tuned out, you know, people who are totally tuned out of reality, tuned into mainstream media, they know what inside job means. You know, most crimes are inside jobs. Most crimes are committed from the inside out. Most robberies, the list just goes on and on. And there is just so much news here in my stack that I want to go over today, and we're going to do that, and then we're going to shift gears into talking about 9/11 and talk about the Empire Striking Back, the declaration of war by the establishment media against the American people and against the people of the world, how they're coming out and with all these different debunking pieces on 9/11 truth, all full of fraud, lies, distortions. I mean, they're trying to resurface the popular mechanics, Hearst Publishing, Fathers of Yellow Journalism pieces. You supply the pictures, I'll supply the war. William Randolph Hearst told Remington the painter. This is how they work. This is how they operate. But we are standing up and getting involved and saying at the town halls, at the tea parties, at these events, 9/11 truth needs to be put front and center. Here is Star Pulse. Charlie Sheen writes to President Obama over 9/11. Here is another one from the Street Insider, Alex Jones Show. Charlie Sheen requests a meeting with Obama over 9/11 cover-up. Reuters, Charlie Sheen requests a meeting with Obama over 9/11 cover-up. And there's just a whole bunch of other news articles here. The Examiner, Charlie Sheen update with Google censoring any pro-Obama stories confirmed. The negative ones go right to the top. Peter Roth, Charlie Sheen joins the 9/11 conspiracy theory fringe. That's the big hit piece. And New York Post has on their page 6, 2.5 screws loose, another attack piece. A pretty positive piece from the Los Angeles Times, top of the ticket. That's their top political column. Breaking, Charlie Sheen demands Obama meeting on 9/11 cover-up. So that's the type of news. I have a Houston Chronicle here somewhere, but I can't seem to find one. Here's Gawker, one of the big gossip sites. Charlie Sheen, fantasy 9/11 truther grilling of the president. Here is another one out of Associated Content. Barack Obama, Charlie Sheen, Van Jones, the 9/11 Truth Movement. I mean, it just goes on and on. There's another one here out of, there's just too many of these to even keep track of. I don't know where my Houston Chronicle is, but that's another one. So, just too many of these. They're walking in and stacking these on my desk as fast as they can print them. And good job, Charlie. He wanted to put this front and center knowing he'd be attacked. People out there that enjoy attacking him like U.S. News and World Report and like No Doubt Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity will do, That's the whole plan. You know, people attacking me and, you know, glad at glitches or anything we've had. You only make us, this radio show, bigger and more effective. It's just not really fun to be up on the pedestal and everybody throwing eggs at you. But that's what people like that do. What did Teddy Roosevelt say? It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes up short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcomings, but who does actually strive to do the deed. I'm going to finish this quote when we come back and get into a bunch of other news here. They're openly announcing a world government today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreen Clean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes up short again and again, because there is not effort without error and shortcomings. But who does actually strive to do the deed? Who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. And, you know, that describes Charlie Sheen, a doer of deeds. And I know him very well. He's a very, very special person. And I know a lot of big celebrities, folks, who are even bigger than Charlie and are scared to go public with what they know, and they won't do it. And there's not many people bigger than Charlie Sheen. So that gives you an idea who these people are. And I think about Luke Radowski of We Are Change, kicked out of 9/11 Truth in New York, shut down, went and started his own groups, grew into hundreds around the world, has police come up, arresting people, come out of dark alleyways with people on wheelchairs running into We Are Change. They have to then expose it's a fraud, go to court and prove it. Luke's been arrested for going to public press conferences. He's had police come up and say, we're going to say you have bombs and guns and put you in prison. We know you're innocent, but we don't care. On video. This is the hell we go through. Mark Cuban, with them trying to indict him, and then the email saying, we're going to get you for 9/11 Truth. This is real. So take Charlie's call and get out there and expand 9/11 Truth, because it is hurting the establishment. That's why they're trying to counter us. Luke Radowski, I want to talk about some of the 9/11 events coming up in New York this year. I couldn't be there because I was launching this, but I couldn't tell you what we were going to launch. But we're going to talk about that in a moment. First off, what do you think of this whole Charlie Sheen thing? How exciting is that?
I mean, it's exciting. He's reinvigorating this whole 9/11 truth movement, and is letting people know he's pretty much reversing the course of history and changing the tide that we're all going against right now. And it's incredible knowing that big-name celebrities like Charlie Sheen are putting everything on the line because they believe in something bigger than anything. And it's amazing seeing people come out of everywhere to support this message of truth.
Absolutely. Well, he wanted to do it because he's sick of seeing the 9/11 families being used by the government, saying, oh, the 9/11 families want a police state. They want wars. When the head of the biggest group, Mr. Doyle, on this show 3 years ago said the majority of them think it's an inside job, and they've protested around the White House, and I've talked to the families and the survivors, and the majority of them say inside job, and then the media will never cover it, just like they won't cover that 6 of the 10 commission members said it was a criminal fraud.
And exactly, and the majority of the victims' family members, especially the ones that work with We Are Change and are part of We Are Change, they are just sick of their loved ones being used to prophesize an agenda of war and slavery and intolerance and ignorance. And we're taking that name back. We're going to be doing that just like we do it every year on 9/11, with the victims, with the rescue workers, with the survivors, with police and military in the streets of New York City. Every year, we take the name back for what it really is, and we take justice in our own hands, and we do what should have been done years ago and helping out those people who are lied to about the air quality down at Ground Zero.
Absolutely. Well, the big news, Luke, is not just his letter or Charlie coming on the show. We're going to be airing a never-before interview with him next hour. The big news is that he is calling for a declaration of truth against the lie of 9/11 and a call to arms in the info war. Did you hear that?
I did not hear that, but that's incredible news, and I'm really very excited to hear that.
Luke, start telling us. We're going to break in a moment. We'll do one more segment with you. Start telling us about 9/11 events this year.
I mean, we're going to start off tomorrow. We're doing a street action starting at the Council on Foreign Relations. We're going to David Rockefeller's house, marching all around New York City tomorrow, and then we're going to have an event with learning seminars where we're going to teach people how to be activist journalists, how to have technology to help the info war, how to grow their own food, and we're going to get ready for the big day. That's September 11, 2009, 8 years after the tragedy of 9/11. We're going to have a huge demonstration down at Ground Zero.
WeAreChange.org. Stay there. We'll be back in 1 minute.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.